If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good morning. I'm Teron Davenport, your host of the Locked On Eagles podcast. You are now tuned in to the Daily Eagles podcast, Monday through Friday, 10 to 15 minutes of Eagles talk. That's what we're going to bring you every day of this week. And today, our conversation is going to be geared towards the officiating in the game that the Eagles just completed against the Detroit Lions. Here's a hint, folks. It wasn't good. Today's show is brought to you by MyBookie. Be sure to go to MyBookie.net, get into action, and play like the pros. It's the most exciting online experience for sports fans. Looking at this this game, I tell you what, if you played the books last week and you took the Eagles in the points, I'm sure you were not too happy about how some of the calls in this game went. There were quite a few questionable calls. All in all, the Eagles were penalized 14 times for 111 yards. The Lions two times for, I believe it was 18 yards. That's an issue. Anytime there's that big of a disparity between two teams, I can't say that one team is that much more undisciplined than the others. I'm sorry, I just can't. And when you look at some of these calls, and there are two that really stood out to me. And I wrote about these on the EaglesWire.USAToday.com. Be sure to check that out. And the one that really bothered me was the chop block that they called on Darren Sproles. Now, here's what I want you guys to understand. An illegal chop block, right? A chop block happens when a defender is engaged with an offensive, with a blocker, right? And another offensive player comes and chops him, cut blocks him while he's engaged with that offensive player. So, you know, in that type of situation, it would be like Lane Johnson is blocking Haloti Ngata, and Jason Kelce comes and blocks Ngata, a cut block, you know, from the thigh below while Johnson is blocking him. That's a chop block. That's illegal. That's dirty. That shouldn't happen. But let's look at what actually did happen on that play that they called a chop block. Darren Sproles just simply manhandled Miles Killebrew when they sent him on a blitz. Killebrew, A, was not engaged with a blocker, and B, Darren Sproles didn't go low on him. Killebrew is 6'1", 225 pounds. Darren Sproles is 5'9", 200 pounds. And you know what he did? Got up underneath him and slammed him to the ground. Shame on Miles Killebrew and the refs. That one's not on Darren Sproles. Darren Sproles did what he had to do, protect his quarterback. That should not have been a call. Now, that call put the Eagles from about the 50-yard line to their own 35. They were able to get that throw to Darren, to Jordan Matthews. And that allowed them to get in position to kick that field goal and get off the field with a 21-10 deficit. That call was terrible. Now, I will say this. There was a questionable call. It could have went either way. Earlier in the game, a pass interference on Nolan Carroll. And, I mean, look, man, when you're talking about guys like Anquan Boldin, guys like Golden Tate, it's going to be physical play. Marvin Jones is a bigger receiver. They were physical with each other. And that call in particular was on Nolan Carroll as he was covering Marvin Jones. They called pass interference as Jones ran the slant and Carroll was able to get his hand in there and knock the ball up in the air. I don't know that that's pass interference because that one could have went either way. But just looking at how the calls were going, it went against the Eagles. Now, I'm not sitting here complaining. I'm just pointing out some things that I thought were questionable. Here's another thing that was questionable to me. An eligible receiver downfield, number 98 on the Eagles. That's what the ref called. An eligible receiver downfield, number 98 on the Eagles. Here's what's interesting. Jim Caldwell, after the game, actually said that the ref told him that he thought it was number 98 on the Eagles, who happens to be Connor Barwin, a defensive end. But, hey, you know, but what do we know about how defensive players play offense or anything like that? Here's a hint, he wasn't. But Jim Caldwell said that they thought that number 98, the defensive player for the Lions, was the ineligible receiver downfield. Last time I checked, Hawaiian blue, white and green, they don't look too much alike. This isn't the first time that this officiating crew has had blunders like this. They've blown things in the past. Rest assured, this is a crew that probably won't have a representative in the Super Bowl. I guarantee you that, because they do not have a proven track record. They have a track record of being terrible. And that call was a really bad one, a really, really bad one. And look, Doug Peterson, Nelson Aguilar, Darren Sproles, Carson Wentz, Nolan Carroll, those guys cannot really speak their mind about the refs, the officials, because they'll get fined. I'm going to do it. Piss poor officiating in that game. Absolutely unacceptable. I'm not saying there's a reason why they lost. They lost the game because they just didn't play good football in the first half and there were some questionable coaching decisions. But I will say those are calls that can't happen. Those are calls that might make you want to think that somebody got to them. Speaking of that, as you see, the football season is here. Get into action. Play like the pros at mybookie.net. It's the most exciting online experience for sports fans. Few features here. MyBookie, you have real Vegas odds, incredible player props on every game. Don't worry about it if the game already kicked off. MyBookie has live in-games with odds updated in real time. It's never too late to make a play. It's optimized for your smartphone users, nonstop action on the go. You could do all types of prop bets. Gotta wonder if the officials had anything on that. Nah, let's stop. We'll keep it professional here. But here's the thing. Go online. Type my bookie in your browser. You sign up today. Use the promo code EAGLES. Hey, that's what you chant at the games. That's your promo code. That will enter you into the $1 million prize pool. Don't have a smartphone? No problem. Call 844-722-2387. Join the thousands of online players already playing. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today. So we're going to touch on the other play that I thought was a little bit questionable, the other call, that is. And that was the one towards the end of the game. Here's the thing, right? If the ball touches an Eagle. Now, we're talking about the Ryan Matthews fumble, right? So, first, we know Ryan Matthews had the ball in the wrong hand. Darius Slay came up, and he made a play on the ball. He punched it out. We all know they should have ran north and south. You know, that's not a it's not good to run a sweep, a toss, or any type of stretch play that goes horizontal when you need a first down. On third and two, you want to keep the ball in bounds as well. So that's a different story, a different conversation. We talked about that yesterday. What we will talk about today is just the way, once that ball came out, Jason Kelce, he tried to dive on it. He kind of dove past it. But as he dove past it, he went out of bounds and the ball was touching his thigh. That means it's the ball's dead right there. It's dead. If it's touching the offensive player and he's out of bounds, it's dead. Refs missed that one. They gave the ball to the Lions. And not only did the refs, the officials, not only did they miss it, the guys in the booth missed it too. I posted a video on the Eagles Wire site of that exact play and of what these guys got to look at. They still couldn't get the call right. I don't know how you could not see that the ball was touching Jason Kelce as he was out of bounds, but somehow that's something that they blundered, and you saw what happened as a result of it. You saw, ended up, you know, the Lions got the ball back, and they were able to make something happen, and that was that. So we also have some breaking news here. I just got an email from the Eagles, the Lions suspension. Lane Johnson has been suspended without pay for the next 10 games, violating the NFL policy on performance-enhancing substances. So there it is. That's your move. He'll be eligible to return after the December 18th game against the Baltimore Ravens. So that's it. Very interesting. So we'll see what happens there with the shift on the offensive line. But I definitely wanted to bring you the show. I actually now have to run and get something posted on this. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. Definitely check out the EaglesWire.USAtoday.com. Follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. And we'll take it from there. Thanks a lot, folks.
Football season is here, and you can get in the action and play like the pros at MyBookie.net. At MyBookie.net, you can feel the excitement of predicting your favorite sports. It's never too late to make a play. You can even use your smartphone for nonstop action on the go. MyBookie.net. Go online now. Use promo code EAGLES to be entered into their $1 million prize pool, or call 844-722-2387. Join the thousands of online players already playing. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie.net. Sign up today.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.